Hey people, are you in the market for a very cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects of the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They do restoration, they do prescription, they carry modern day sunglasses, they also carry historic vintage stuff. To get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the U.S., email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com, or you can visit their website at www.retrospects.com. We're also sponsored today by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview Jared Block, the president of Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. We discuss how the cloth works, how it started, and so much more. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's going on there, watch fans? I'm on the phone with my buddy Jared Block, the president of Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. What's going on there, Jared?
Not much. Thanks for having me on, Amit.
Thank you so much, Jared. I just wanted to sort of enlighten the listeners about this incredible partnership we have. You're one of the first people that believed in me and what I was doing, and I'm very grateful to you for supporting my podcast first and foremost, so thank you for that.
Oh, that's my pleasure, Amit.
And second, I just wanted to sort of let the listeners know about Cape Cod Polishing Cloth and sort of how it works and how it's sort of like an industry leader as far as a cloth goes, and how it's sort of different from, you know, other cloths out there and so on and so forth. Do you want to sort of shed some light, you know, maybe when the company started and all about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We started about 30 years ago, and my father actually invented the formula. He used to have an antique store right here on Cape Cod, and we worked a lot with all sorts of metals. And so he was kind of an expert in that, and he developed his own formula. He worked with a lot of different polishes at the time, and he came up with his own formula, and his goal was to have something that was easy to use, that was already in a cloth form, so there wouldn't be much mess to it, and that actually, you know, that worked, and that would clean and polish and protect all metals, all sorts of metals. And, you know, there's other products on the market that will just remove tarnish, and that's fine. And then there's products that'll just polish. But he wanted to come up with something that would work on all the, you know, clean, polish, and actually leave a protectant so you won't have to, you know, polish as much as frequently. So that was his goal, and just, so we came up with the formula, and we've been making it ever since. We started in our garage, and now we're going strong. We're worldwide now, and you know,
that's
people
huge.
Absolutely love it. Yeah,
that's huge. I know, Jared. I heard about you guys 15 or 20 years ago when I was in retail. You know, I'm, you know, like you, I'm a New England guy, and, you know, I was brought up in the sort of Lexington, Cambridge area, and, you know, the retailer I was working for, we only use Cape Cod Polishing Cloth there. So I kind of got very familiar with your product at that time, and I just remember, like, saying to myself, wow, like, I know how to polish a watch with a buffing cloth and a buffing wheel, and I was, you know, trained by a watchmaker. But being in the watch business, you don't always have time to do that. So for me, it was kind of really nice to be able to do a quick polish without having to go through all those steps. And what I realized was that first and foremost, I just want to let the listeners out there know, with Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, when you buff a watch, it leaves a polished or mirrored finish. It doesn't leave a dull or matte finish.
That's correct, yeah.
And I know a lot of people get confused with that. So, and I know you said it's not like if you touch the cloth to a surface, it's going to automatically turn it into a mirrored finish. You kind of have to buff it out. But
right, you have to rub it. Yeah, you have to buff it, exactly.
But I just wanted to let those people know that, you know, a lot of people hem and haw over – you know, I took my watch in. It cost me $400 to get it polished and cleaned. And this is an incredible alternative. For $20, you basically get a metal tin with six metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. And
yeah, actually, there's 12 polishing cloths.
12 polishing cloths.
Yeah, 12 in the tin, yeah.
There's 12 in the tin. It smells really good. It smells like a vanilla almost, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have a straw. You can use it, you know, a lot of times I talk to customers and they're just, while they're watching TV, they're just kind of touching up their watches, you know. It's something you can do in your living room and it doesn't stink the whole house up, which is nice.
Which I love. And you also have, Jared, other products too, right?
Yes, we do. You know, one of the products we have is the buffing cloth, which is used in conjunction with the polishing cloth. It's great because you can actually wash the buffing cloth after you use it. So you don't want to. I want to make clear you do not want to wash the polishing cloths. You just use them over and over again, and it's not like a throwaway item. You know, like a wipe or something. You use it until it just disintegrates. So you get quite a bit of use out of it. But the buffing cloth that you use to buff the polish with, you can wash that and reuse that over and over again. Then we also have a new product. It's Cape Cod Clean Link. And this is good for it's a spray, and it's great for brushed metals or any metal surface for just general cleaning. And it also has a bit of a lubricant in there. So it is good for watch bands, for getting in between and just kind of lubricating the watch, the band a little bit. And then we also have the Cape Cod touch-up gloves, which are excellent for in-between polishings. Once you get something polished, you just want to put the gloves on and kind of touch up. A lot of jewelry retailers will use this when they're just putting things out in the case. And then we also have the detail brush, which is excellent for intricate patterns. We sell these to a lot of silversmiths for getting into filigree work on the silver, and it does a really nice job. And you can use that again in conjunction with the polish. You wipe the polish on, and then you work it in with the brush. And the brush, it doesn't scratch, and it's great for getting into all the nooks and crannies on the silver. So that's a couple
of other items.
That's amazing.
Order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth Kit today at www.capecodpolish.com. Jared, where is the cloths made? Are they made in the U.S. or are they made overseas?
Yes.
Okay.
We make them right here on Cape Cod.
Amazing.
Right in Dennis, Massachusetts.
Now, so you being like, you know, the president of the company, is it a big family business? Do you have other siblings or is this just you or?
It's just me. I mean, I have employees, but as far as the family goes, it's just myself. It started as a family business, we have, you know, it's all local people here that work for us, and we make the cloths here right on Cape Cod.
So it's an American-made product that's made in Cape Cod. It goes back to my roots of being, again, from New England, from Massachusetts. So it kind of hits home with me. I've been using it most of my life. And it's a cloth that, believe me, it's just such a small thing. You order it and, you know, it's kind of like a treat to do it when you have a few minutes to yourself. I love doing it. Like you said, like you have clients who do it in front of their TV sets.
Right.
I do the same thing. Or, you know, when I'm in a pinch, and I'm on the phone and, you know, someone's boring the crap out of me. I literally take the cloth and I start going. But it's an amazing business that you've created. And how many countries are you in now?
Oh, geez. Well, probably in about, I would say about maybe 30 different countries.
Huge.
Worldwide. We have a lot of dealers in Europe and in Asia. You know, we're in Canada, South America, so we're all over the place with it. And it's amazing too that the Cape Cod. It surprised me when we started selling worldwide how everyone knows the Cape Cod name. It's a very popular name, so that was interesting. You know, people from, you know, all around the world know about it. So that was.
Well, it's a destination. It's a destination place that people visit, so it makes sense, and also it ties in nicely where you are. And also,
right.
I have to say, you know, Jared's been so kind. You know, when I became the first concierge in the world for watches at the Mandarin Oriental, the way I really connected with Jared was I actually made a video about 3 years ago on my experience of using Cape Cod polishing cloth. Jared was kind enough to repost that on the official Cape Cod polishing cloth Facebook page. And, you know, it's done fairly well in terms of views and everything, but it was more just sort of my appreciation for the brand. And then, you know, I had an event, and again, Jared was kind enough to send, you know, 100 to 200 cloths to me, like, you know, sort of trial size. And then, you know, I approached Jared about, you know, becoming a sponsor, and he did. And he's been a devoted sponsor now. This is the second year running that he's doing it. And I just can't thank you enough for your support. It means the world to me.
Well, and thank you, Ahmed, for giving us this opportunity to, you know, to be on your podcast, and you know, for the video you made. That was an excellent video that I love to put on our website.
You're very, very, it goes hand in hand. You're very kind. And lastly, Jared, how much input do you have in creating new product? Do you have a design team? Do you have, you know, engineers? Do you have, you know, I mean, how does that whole process work? Like, you know, because I'm sure you're extremely busy with orders and, you know, obviously other partners in different parts of the world. Right. So, I mean, how do you get time to sort of create new products? Where does that sort of come from?
It's a collaboration. I mean, we do have some in-house, you know, personnel with experience in that regard. And also we listen to our customers, you know, what they're looking for. We get input from a lot of our customers from all over that, you know, they want to know, they have suggestions and everything. So that's always welcome when we hear from our customers and they give us feedback as far as, you know, new ideas and whatnot. So that it comes from both sides.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It takes two hands to clap, right? So it's a collaborative effort. It's good
right.
that you take the input of your clientele. Do you think you'll ever do a cloth specifically for brush finishes?
It's, you know, that I've had customers ask me about that as well, and you know, it's definitely something that we got on the back burner. So we have to
Great.
Look into it some more. It's, you know, it's brush finishes are a little trickier just because, you know, you got to be careful with them. You don't want to remove any finish or anything like that. But it is something that we are considering.
Well, yeah, and every company has a different finishing of brushing and the way they brush it. So I totally understand. And you want to also maintain the integrity of that and what you're promoting, which is clean polishing and protecting at the same time. So
right.
I totally get it. But again, thank you so much, Jared, for this opportunity. I hope you have an incredible rest of your summer. Again, please go to www.capecodpolish.com to get all your buffing cloth needs. You'll see all the variety of products they have. And, you know, we will definitely be in touch, Jared. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ahmed. Take care.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with Jared Block, president of Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. He's a hell of a nice guy. He's been incredibly supportive, and I can't thank him enough. So thank you very much, Jared. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, who has been a sponsor from day one of this podcast. If you want to clean, polish, and protect your watch like a professional for under $20, look no further. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the coolest shades in the world, whether it be vintage, whether it be modern, whether you want to do prescription, restoration, they do it all. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com, or you can visit their website at www.retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase and free shipping anywhere within the U.S. for a limited time. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. You can check out my website at www.AmitDaveHonda.com. You can email me with questions at AmitDaveHonda@gmail.com. Don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And if you want to get caught up with the latest watch news, I'll throw the link below. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.